Forced labor camps in the Ötztal. The Nazi regime needed workers for its major projects, including agriculture, road construction, and power plant projects. With many men away at war, forced laborers from various countries were brought to Tyrol. Housing thousands of people was difficult, and strict control measures were implemented. Large forced labor camps were established in Haiming, Ötz, and Umhausen starting in 1941. The largest camp, located in Schlatt, comprised 16 barracks with 1,200 sleeping places. The Haiming camp had 14 barracks with 1,000 sleeping places. The Schlatt camp housed prisoners of war from France, Serbia and the Soviet Union, as well as civilians from Eastern Europe. They were forced to work for various companies, primarily in road and power plant construction. However, they were also employed in tourism and on local farms. The treatment of forced laborers varied depending on their employers. In the evenings, they returned to the camp where prisoners of war were guarded by the Wehrmacht and civilian workers by the Gendarmerie. A large camp also existed in Umhausen, which the Nazis designated as a development community. This meant that the infrastructure projects, such as roads, cableways and agriculture facilities, were prioritized. Many of these projects were carried out by forced laborers from Serbia and Ukraine, who worked under harsh conditions without warm clothing or sufficient food. The living conditions in the camps were poor. Most accommodations were overcrowded, poorly heated, and lacked proper sanitation. A 1943 report describes how, in winter, people had to wash outdoors but could not access water because of thick ice. Few had adequate shoes, and many were barefoot. Sick or injured workers were often forced to continue working. Thousands of people built infrastructure during this period, some of which is still in use today.